China's cash home buyers undermining the American dream. Commentary. As the U.S. housing market tightens, a growing number of Americans, especially younger buyers, are discovering that the biggest obstacle isn't just high interest rates or limited inventory. In many cases, well-funded foreign cash buyers, led by Chinese nationals, are entering the market with advantages that most Americans simply don't have. China leads the way in buying in the U.S. Data from the National Association of Realtors shows that international transactions have increased from about 54,300 homes to more than 78,000 in the past year. This marks a clear reversal of the downward trend that followed the COVID-19 pandemic and global economic disruptions. Improved inventory levels and reduced competition from domestic buyers have created more opportunities for foreign investors, especially those paying in cash. This is no longer a minor trend. It is a force that is actively hurting Americans in multiple ways, financially, socially, and strategically. Cash dominance is pricing Americans out. Chinese buyers have become one of the most dominant foreign forces in U.S. real estate, accounting for roughly 1 out of every 6 foreign home purchases in the United States. In 2025 alone, they spent $13.7 billion on American homes. That amount represents an 83% increase over the year before. These facts matter because many of these purchases are made in cash. Of course, sellers prefer cash buyers because they're faster and more certain, and don't need to wait on financing or approvals. This leaves typical American buyers who rely on mortgages at a severe disadvantage. Their offers get rejected, and prices get bid up. This isn't just competition. It's structural displacement of American buyers by foreign capital. Targeting the homes Americans need most. Chinese nationals are not simply buying luxury condos or investment properties on the margins. Nearly 2/3 of foreign home purchases are single-family homes, the exact homes Americans need to build their lives. While California remains a favored destination, attracting 36% of purchases, Chinese investors are increasingly looking to southern states like Texas, Florida, and South Carolina. These foreign purchases include homes that first-time buyers are trying to acquire and young families are trying to grow into, the foundation on which communities are built. Leveraging a U.S. address for strategic advantage. For many Chinese buyers, purchasing a home is not just about real estate. It is about access to everything the United States has to offer. Nearly half of Chinese buyers intend to use homeownership as a pathway to long-term U.S. residency and to gain entry to institutions such as schools and universities. This creates another layer of pressure. Americans are not only competing for homes but also for access to school systems, community resources, and long-term economic opportunities for themselves and their children. In effect, foreign buyers are leveraging the U.S. housing market to gain advantages within American society itself while denying it to American families. A one-sided system that favors foreign buyers. Perhaps the most troubling aspect is the lack of reciprocity. The United States allows foreign nationals to purchase property with relatively few restrictions. China, however, does not. Foreign buyers face significant barriers to purchasing property in China, including strict residency requirements and regulatory limits. This creates a one-sided system where Chinese nationals can freely buy U.S. homes while Americans cannot do the same in China. This imbalance puts American buyers at a disadvantage in their own market. Economic and strategic concerns. It's important to understand that China is not just any foreign buyer. It's a strategic and economic rival to the United States. Yet Chinese nationals are acquiring large amounts of U.S. residential real estate, particularly in high-value and high-growth areas. This raises serious questions about capital flows from rival nations and long-term control of assets within the United States. Housing is a foundational asset class. When it becomes influenced by geopolitical competitors, the risks expand beyond economics into domestic political stability. Policy solutions are gaining attention. Perhaps it's time to protect American homebuyers from unfair foreign competition. Other countries have already acted to protect their housing markets. For example, Governments in countries such as Canada and Australia have imposed foreign buyer taxes and restrictions on non-resident purchases. The goal is straightforward: protect domestic buyers. In the United States, similar proposals are beginning to emerge. Some policymakers have suggested significantly increasing taxes on foreign homebuyers to reduce speculative demand. These proposals are not about targeting individuals. They're about restoring balance and integrity to the domestic housing market. The bottom line: this issue is not an abstract economic theory. It's playing out in real time in neighborhoods across the country. Chinese nationals, backed by significant capital and operating within an open U.S. system, are driving up home prices, outcompeting American buyers. They're gaining access to U.S. institutions and benefiting from a system and society that they neither contributed to nor really value beyond what they can take from it. Meanwhile, American families are left trying to compete in a market that is increasingly stacked against them. The American dream was built on the idea that hard work could lead to homeownership. That promise is now under pressure, and not just from economic forces, but from global dynamics that policymakers can no longer afford to ignore.